Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play Stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
Start at 9.9. It's Anna and Raven. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you're one of those people that goes through the drive-thru and the person in front of you paid for you, right? Paid for your coffee. But then when it's your turn and you know that you have to pay it forward, you say, I'll put $3 to the people behind me because you don't want to buy their entire meal.
Listen, $3
is the
budget.
That's all I need to know about you.
$3 could be the budget, Anna Zapp. We don't know.
My husband, he goes, the strangest thing. Now, you think for the amount of people talk about this, you get it. The whole pay it forward thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, you understand the concept anyways. Right. Doesn't mean you support it.
Right. My husband said to me, he goes, you'll never believe what happened. He's like, I was at Dunkin' Donuts, and the person in front of me, I didn't know who they were, and they bought my coffee in the drive-thru. I go, right, honey, that's the pay it forward thing, and then you buy whatever the person behind me. He's like, well, I knew I was supposed to do something, so I said I'd put $3 to their check. I go, Paul, come on, Paul.
It's a down payment to heaven. Oh. It's a down payment to being a good person.
I go, you're supposed to pick up their whole thing. That's the whole point of, like, goodwill.
He's like, nah.
He goes, what if they got, like, 4 bagels? I go, then you pay for 4 bagels. That's all I need to know about you. It was a sad moment for me and my husband right then.
He's watching the budget, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just, you know, he's doing what he can to look out for you guys.
Yeah, that's all I need to know about you.
I've got one for you here. If you, are you, you're the newspaper guy, right? Put yourself in the newspaper guy's frame of mind. You know that when they're out there every day, they see the changes going on at people's houses. If you see the same houses every day, you recognize change, right? So why, after all this construction and all this work on my yard, are you throwing the paper directly in the one patch of baby grass every morning?
What consistency?
It's right next to the driveway. Throw it in the driveway, man, all right?
They want to kill your baby grass.
And that grass,
you love that grass. You love that grass more than you love, like, your dogs.
If it's a Friday or a Saturday, okay, the paper's relatively light, all right? But if it's a Thursday or a Sunday, there's stuff in there, man. It's heavy. And you're impacting my baby grass seed, all right, sir?
Just trying to survive that baby grass.
Seriously.
That's all I need to know about you. Christian.
If you're the person that tries to steal mini pumpkins by smuggling them under your shirt, that's all I need to know about you. Come on.
I mean, why would you do that?
You know, you got to save $3, three whole dollars that you're going to try and commit a felony.
The markup on pumpkins is extravagant. I will give
people
that. I
was going to say, I mean, $3 gourds sounds like a really, really respectable price, and it's hard to come by.
Right. It's like, well, if you go to like a grocery store, you can buy a pumpkin for about $4. If you go pick it yourself and dredge your kids through the mud and you travel 100 miles to get there, you will pay $47 for that pumpkin.
It's up there. Yeah. No question about it.
That's all I need to know about you. If you want to chime in, 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Rob Nooner from Boost Oxygen was on Shark Tank and got $1 million from Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary. Star 99.9 at Tana and Raven. And you're local here in Milford.
Yes. Yeah, we're right on Woodmont Road, right next to Connecticut Stone, exit 40.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. What an exciting moment to know that oxygen was created here in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And Rob, you created air.
Yeah, me and God, right?
Yeah. So how do you sell air? Because that's exactly what these things are.
It's not air, it's oxygen.
Okay.
So we're breathing right now. Is 21% oxygen, mostly nitrogen, 78% nitrogen in the air we're breathing. So if you go to a hospital and they give you oxygen, it's usually 99% oxygen, so we're selling something very similar.
Oh, that's cool. So who typically uses this product? And I should describe it to you. It looks like an aerosol can.
Right.
Yeah.
With a weird thing on the top that looks like a giant thing that you put in your mouth,
It's a mask, yeah.
It's a mask.
It's a mask you put up to your nose and your mouth, and you press trigger, and you breathe it in, and out comes the oxygen.
Oh, that's a mask. I thought it was one of those things you pee when you're a trucker. You know, it's got that cap on it. You're good to go. It does feel space age. Like, I'm climbing Everest right now with this.
Yeah.
What does, like, pure oxygen really do for a regular person such as myself?
So, if you're fully oxygenated, absolutely nothing.
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 But, I mean, the odds, I mean, look at me.
Right.
Look at me, Rob. There's no way I'm fully oxygenated. Right. I'm not fully anything.
Right. But if you're compromised, if you're climbing a mountain out in Colorado, if you're playing a sport, if you're breathing heavily, you need oxygen. If you're actually, if you're having something to drink, if the hangovers, you're usually depleting in oxygen. So,
wow.
You can get oxygen. A lot of doctors and nurses know a great hangover reliever is oxygen because they have access to it, and we provide access.
So this means, Anna, I mean, it actually could help with hangovers and headaches and effects like that. That means on the days when I've woken up and not felt good and I wasn't drinking, my wife may have actually tried to kill me.
With a pillow in the middle of the night.
That night, yeah. And then changed her mind at the last moment, and so I woke up and I just didn't feel good.
Exactly. Right.
Wow. So I'm learning all sorts of stuff.
Going on Shark Tank, why did you and your partner do that? And $1 million is a lot of money.
A lot of money.
So when you went there, did you ever think that you're going to get one of the sharks to pick you up?
You know, it was curious because they contacted us way back in February. I guess half the people that they want on the show, they kind of seek out interesting products. The
other
half,
fascinating. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we weren't looking to do it, but we were on their radar somehow. We were pretty big in Colorado. If you go anywhere throughout, like, Breckenridge or Telluride, we're all over the place out
hippies.
There.
It's the hippies.
Yeah. All right.
Or the people skiing that people are really skiing. High in the mountain. Like probably.
Yeah, yeah, no, I guess that makes sense, too. I just thought it was the snowboarding kids.
Yeah.
It's medicinal oxygen, bro.
Well, it does help you hold your breath longer.
Oh.
That's something that's another little benefit to the oxygen.
I mean, this is good for everybody to buy. Every demo wants this. So they reach out to you.
They reach out to me, and then so we said, you know, for the, not really for the cash, but for just the exposure, we thought it would be a good idea to do. So went through our due diligence. They still had to choose us after we did our test tape and everything else. Went through the process, and we went to California, went to tape in front of the producers. And then the producers had a little bit of a cull after that. So we made that cut, and then we pitched in front of the sharks. And then I guess they even cut half of the people who pitched in front of the sharks. So we made that cut as well. So that was kind of nice.
So when you get pitched by, once a shark buys you, I guess that's what they do. They own you now. Mr. Wonderful owns you.
Does he own you or is he a partner?
He's a partner. He's a 5% equity holder.
Okay. So, I mean, you still got the percentage.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He don't own me.
But I'm always curious, like, now that they're teaming up with you, what happens next? We're going to get to that next on Star 99.9. Boost Oxygen, which is created right here in Milford, and CEO Rob Nooner joining us. He went on Shark Tank, got $1 million from Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary. And I always wonder, when you get the deal, what happens then? Like,
right.
do they actually do anything?
He helps out with sales. So he'll go to larger retail accounts, you know, like a Walgreens or a CVS. He won't do the pitch for us, but he'll make calls for us, and he'll videotape little sales pitches and helps us get distribution.
Now, I know that this aired on October 6th, but when did you actually start the process after, like, when did you tape?
I guess we taped back in June.
So now, how it's been a few months since this all happened. Do you think that it has contributed to the sales of Boost Oxygen to have him on board?
Yeah, well, curiously, not so much because we were negotiating the whole time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're still actually finalizing it. It's pretty much finalized. But he has helped already measurably with having it air on the Shark Tank.
All right. Well, this Boost Oxygen is a can of air that's going to give us superpowers.
It's not air.
Right. Yeah, it's not air.
I'm levitating immediately.
I keep calling it air. He's like, stop calling it air.
No, it's true.
Yeah. It's coming up next. We're going to try it on Star 99.9. Boost Oxygen is a product that's made right here in Milford, and its CEO, Rob Nooner, is joining us. They went on Shark Tank, and Mr. Wonderful bought them for $1 million, Kevin O'Leary. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. It's weird when I say that he bought you, right?
Well, he bought in.
Right.
He bought in.
Right. He didn't buy us. So.
Kevin doesn't just call, and this guy runs over and cuts his lawn. You've never cut his lawn, right, Rob?
No.
Good.
I'm looking at these containers, and I explained it a few minutes ago, if you missed it. They look like aerosol cans with, like, a part on top that's plastic. That almost is like a mask that you put over your mouth, and it's oxygen that's supposed to help us become superheroes or something, right?
Well, not superheroes, but it helps. So we have four naturals, unflavored.
Okay.
But we have scented oxygen. Like if you go to Las Vegas in the oxygen bars.
Oh, yeah.
They have scented oxygen. So we have aromas of pink grapefruit, peppermint, and menthol eucalyptus.
I have peppermint right now.
And the new rosemary, which is our thing.
I've got rosemary. Okay. I've got something new over here.
Put under the nose and over the mouth. Press trigger. And breathe it in. Okay. That should be.
Do I have mine backwards?
Do I swallow it? Mm-hmm. It tastes like bubble gum, mine.
Well, that's the peppermint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I like the bubble gum flavor.
I'm going to get down on this.
But again, it's, if you're not compromised, if you're not, you know, low in oxygen, you're not really going to feel anything. You know, some people have CPAPs at night when they have, you know, they get less oxygen at night. They have it in the morning. Just re-oxygenate themselves.
I like it.
Yeah. Makes me feel mellow, man.
It does make me feel mellow. Why do I feel so mellow right now? Do I have extra air?
Oh, that's extra really oxygen? Good, man. This is some really good stuff.
Oh, no.
I mean, I feel pretty good.
What, are you whippets with it? It's not the same thing.
I was definitely compromised. No,
the funny
part long morning.
Is there's a note on this can that says oxygen gas is essentially weightless.
Right.
Full pressurized can is very light, which is so funny because the first thing I thought about when I picked it up was, this feels like there's nothing in
there.
It's
empty, right.
I mean, how many hits am I going to get out of this thing or boost? Because I don't want to waste it now that I know what I've been missing.
You get about, there's 10 liters of oxygen in that can, so you get about 200 inhalations.
Come on, are you serious?
That'll last a long time, yeah.
Well, I just did 3, but that's got to count for a normal person's like 24. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't get you high.
Right. Yeah, rib. But it does make me feel more relaxed.
Yeah, it can do that. 20% of the oxygen that comes into your body goes to your brain. 21% actually goes to the liver.
Mm.
That's why it helps with hangovers. It also helps cognitive function.
Wow, man. I mean, you guys say what you will, tomato, tomato, but I feel fantastic.
It does. Now, this new one, the all-natural think tank, and it says nootropic brain booster.
Yes. Oh, see that? That's going to make you feel fruity, dude.
Okay, what does this one do that's different from the original?
Rosemary. So aromatherapy, the aromatherapy rosemary actually has been clinically proven to improve short-term memory by up to 75%. So we put the rosemary together with the oxygen, and it really helps with the brain fog. And
I have a baby,
I have
baby brain. She doesn't sleep.
Oh, no.
So if this actually makes me be able to function as an adult, I would be so incredibly excited. I keep shaking it, but there's really no reason to shake it, right?
Well, it is an aerosol can. That's why people think you have to shake it. It looks like an aerosol can.
It tastes like I'm eating a loaf of rosemary bread minus the calories.
Yeah, we'll try it before your 5:30 show. It's
what if we shotgun it? Does that make any difference?
I gotta tell you, I'm not being silly or anything. Like, I feel a lot more calm and collected, like, right off the bat. It's been a stressful morning, I'll be honest, but I would definitely want this around all the time, not just when I'm in high altitudes.
Yeah.
You know, Rob, I'm really gonna need a little bit more time to research this, so whatever else you got left in the box,
I'm
going
leaving
home
everything
with me.
For you, Raven. So,
and one more quick question, Rob, before we let you go, and if you want more information, you can head to boostoxygen.com. How much do they cost?
So the large cans cost around $14.99 at retail, and the medium-sized cans, which is the rosemary, are $9.99. And we have little pocket-sized cans, mostly out in Colorado, and those are $7.99.
I don't know if you've talked about jumping on the diet bandwagon, but if you could just breathe in bread like I just did versus actually eating it, I think we'd all be much healthier.
Yeah. That's right. Well, pink grapefruit, actually, is a natural appetite suppressant.
Oh,
so
give me 4 of those.
There you go.
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man.
Protesting is my pet peeve.
We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
She just sounded like a real Stanford snob.
I'm going to ask you not to judge me based on what I'm about to tell you, because this is one of those things where I don't know if I made this up in my head.
Right,
if this is something that my Italian crazy family has ingrained in me that I believe and nobody else believes, or have I truly just lost my mind?
Yeah, Anna has these things where she thinks they're like common sayings, phrases, beliefs among people out there.
And turns out they're not.
Right, sometimes Anna says these things out loud and I'm here in the studio and I'm like, wait a minute, what? Sometimes, to be fair, they're close to something that's real and we just redirect it a little bit. Other times they're completely out of left field. So what do you got this time?
So I have been brought up to believe that when a mosquito starts coming around you, like the big black mosquitoes, not just like a fly, right?
Yeah.
That it's a dead person that in your family that is trying to reach out to you and to contact you. Now, over the weekend, so on my wedding day, there was a black mosquito that was always around, and I assumed it was my grandmother or somebody like that. So yesterday, I hosted the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk at Sherwood Island, which is a great event.
Sure.
And when I was leaving, all my windows had been rolled up in my car when I left the car, but I get in the car, and now there's a big black mosquito, and I'm on my way to my grandmother's 85th birthday party.
Yep.
So I assume this is my grandfather.
Right.
Right?
Right, right. Of course.
So now.
Of course. Right. Grandpa's rolling with you. How many people were at this birthday party? Let me just ask. How many people were at this
party? There's like 40 of us.
40 of you. Right, right. But he's visiting you on the way there right now in your car.
So I'm in my car. And I start talking to the mosquito as if it's my grandfather.
Right.
And I'm like, no, no. Is this you?
Right.
I'm like, are you just saying that you want me to tell Nonna happy birthday and that you love her? Like, and then I realize I'm having a conversation with a mosquito,
a mosquito
in my car.
An insect.
Right.
Right.
So then I start playing this game because I think I've lost my mind. I go, no,
show
no.
me a sign,
right.
mosquito.
I go right. no, no, if this is you,
right.
I'm not going to see you again. I'm not going to see you again. You're not going to show up right now as the mosquito. So now I'm looking around the car and I'm waiting and I don't hear the mosquito.
Right, right.
And now
right.
I've convinced myself.
I mean, it's just a mosquito, man. I mean, he's probably, the centrifugal force probably pushed him into a crack of your window for a minute.
He's like, slow down.
I mean, I've heard dragonflies. I've heard cardinals. Mm-hmm. I've certainly heard butterflies and stuff like that. I don't think I've ever heard mosquito as a visitor. When you first mentioned to me, you were like, I got a thing with a mosquito when you walked in this morning. I thought like you were fending it off for EEE in the car.
Well, that's what right. I kept.
I mean, so now why would a visitor come in a disease-ridden, parasite-carrying insect
that's
over the years?
That's what I started thinking. And then I started getting nervous because now I'm not seeing the mosquito.
Right,
and I'm
right.
like, oh, it's definitely my grandfather. And then I realized, listen to what you're saying to
right.
yourself, Anna. You
right.
sound insane.
Right.
And then I go, this mosquito probably just bit me.
Right.
And now, God forbid, I'm going to have this EEEE thing.
I mean, I thought lines were the worst down in here. The lines have to be pretty bad to outreach programs up in heaven. You know what I mean? Like, they're
well,
like,
because listen, if there's
listen, I got to get a message through. I got to get a message. All we got today is mosquito line.
Yes.
You know, I mean, think about that. Think about what we're talking about.
Come back
here.
Tomorrow.
But let me tell you,
I paid taxes when I was alive. How am I coming back in a mosquito?
Because if you come back as like
the
a
only
cardinal,
vessel we got, man,
if
I'm sorry.
A cardinal in
okay.
my car or a butterfly
right.
in my car.
Well, it's
or
larger.
Like that, it's much
right.
bigger and more alarming.
Right.
But if there's just a mosquito, it's just my grandfather being like, hey, you know, be
how
nice.
How about a parasite? Come hang out with me.
Right. I'm going to put this up on our Facebook page. I want to know, am I the only one that's ever heard of this? Does anybody else believe it? Is this one of those crazy things that was ingrained in me and nobody else knows what I'm talking about? Search Anna and Raven.
Everyday hero, somebody that always goes above and beyond for you or your community. Powered by Fox 61. Start at 9.9. It's Anna and Raven.
It's National Bullying Prevention Month, and I think a lot of times that gets buried a little bit because October is a big month.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's getting their fundraising on before the holidays, and everybody's in that fall mood, so it is a busy time, right? Some things get swept under.
But you're really doing something very unique and different to bring awareness to bullying. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it started a couple months ago when a friend of mine, Cindy, who owns a salon in Colchester, had posted a picture of a young man who had colored his hair purple to go back to school. And I thought, that's really kind of cool. So I posted it on my page on through Facebook, and a number of people said, you know, go ahead, I dare you. And I thought, well, you know, purple really isn't my color, but what the heck? And if I'm going to do it, let's see if I can do it for something good, like raise some money for something. And I had just seen a story on Channel 3 about this woman, Tanya Olin, who was creating these T-shirts to give away to elementary school students. And I contacted her to see if we could partner. We came up with a new T-shirt, came up with an amount, I think, of $5,000. If I raise $5,000 to buy 1,000 T-shirts, I color my hair purple.
So this T-shirt that you saw that really triggered this in your mind, if I'm getting this correct, it said, I will be your friend, right?
Yes, that's the one.
You know, it's so funny, the contrast of how when we were growing up, all of us, and Fred, maybe you a couple months before me, but there's the concept of toughen up, kids, or, you know, just try and smile or whatever, that type of thing. But now we really understand how bullying works a lot better, and we're trying to attack it from all these different angles. And it's such a great feeling to just have somebody say something nice to you or offer to be your friend. We see this. It has so much impact with people nowadays.
I agree. And I think there's three stages. There's the bullying stage. Then below that is there the nothing stage where nothing gets said. And then there's the positive stage where somebody will say something nice to you, like, I'll be your friend, or it's cool to be kind. So we come at it from all angles possible because, as you said, when we were growing up, it was, oh, just toughen up and you'll be fine. Can keep a stiff upper lip and so on. But when I was a kid, I got bullied a little bit and I didn't enjoy it.
Right.
Fred is today's everyday hero. He's going to dye his hair purple, raising money to raise awareness for National Bully Prevention Month. So once you raise this $5,000. You're going to dye your hair purple, and then you're going to have these thousand T-shirts. And who are going to get these thousand T-shirts for National Bully Prevention Month?
They'll be distributed through DCF and CAFAC, Kinetic Alliance of Families, and they will have an event and distribute them to children statewide.
Well, there's a great need there for sure, no question.
The name of the event is Purple Hair for Kindness, which you can find on GoFundMe.com. Anything will help.
Well, what makes you one of our everyday heroes, Brad, is the fact that you've taken this initiative upon yourself and you're like, hey, if I'm going to dye my hair purple, it's going to be for something that's going to help the community and raise awareness and remember that we need to make sure that kids are treating each other fairly is pretty admirable. So we're going to share this page and congratulations on really going out and doing something for others.
Day after this is scheduled, I'm participating in a financial reality fair in a state that should see about 400 or 500 high school students. And it would be really good to have my hair purple and have them see an adult with purple hair that might get picked on, might not.
All right. I think it's great for a conversation. It might light a spark where you go from then on, too. If not, it will certainly up your cool factor. So.
Yeah.
We'll hope so.
All right. If you want to support Fred, go to GoFundMe.com and search Purple Hair for Kindness. Fred, thanks so much for taking the time this morning, and thank you for leading this initiative. It's a really great idea, and I'm glad that you're executing it so well.
Great. Thank you for your help and having me on your show.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Sabrina and Chris. Sabrina, let's start with you. What's going on?
I've always been really, sensitive about my nose. I think it's way too big. It's like a freaking honker. So I am going to get plastic surgery. The appointment's already set. I'm ready to pay for it. And I've been thinking about it for a long, long time. And I want to do it now because I'm going to be getting married soon. So I want to not look like an elephant at my wedding.
Oh, I'm sure you'll look like an elephant. Come on.
I know, I make jokes about it because it's how I deal with it, but it's such an insecurity of mine. And I've been unhappy with it for my entire life. At my wedding, there's going to be everybody there. And I want to look at pictures and not be distracted or feel bad looking at the pictures. I just want to look back and remember, how happy that day was.
Well, good. I mean, I get it. That's what's going to make you happy and you think it will, then go for it. What's the problem?
My fiance has been really, really opposed to it. I thought that he would be more supportive.
Chris, what's the deal?
I love her so much, and I love her for exactly who she is. And there's a little something that bothers me that she won't accept that she's so beautiful. Her nose is not that big, by the way. It has this Romanesque look to it, and it's really profound. It's really beautiful. And I think it's a bunch of crap in the magazines that make her feel like she has to have this little button nose. And at the end of the day, these surgeries don't look so great to me, and you can risk having a septum problem, talking differently, breathing differently. There's all these complications, and it's right before the wedding she wants to do this, and who knows what could happen.
This guy's so nice. I mean, I feel like I'll marry him.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, these are all points that I've heard him saying before and everything, and it's not that I'm not listening. I feel like he's not really, really listening to how I feel. People can tell me that I'm beautiful all day, but if I don't believe it, if I don't feel it, and if I have the power to do something about it. I mean, I guess the idea of something going wrong does kind of scare me. I mean, I could be left with something even worse than I have now. So.
Aw, don't think that. What we do here, guys, is we put things to a vote and we can see what our audience has to say. If they agree with you, Sabrina, then it's your nose. If you're uncomfortable and you want to do this and you've done the research and this is the decision you've made, then Chris, you're going to have to support her. But they may say, Sabrina, that Chris is right. It's too close to the wedding. You're altering the way you look. He loves you just the way you are. Just accept it and understand that he loves you like that. You're lucky you got a decent guy. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
All right, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Sabrina wants to get a nose job. That's what it comes down to. She says she got her wedding coming up. She's always hated her nose, and she's decided if she's ever going to do it, she's going to do it now.
Right.
But her fiance, Chris, is just against it. He says she's beautiful the way she is. He doesn't want her to change her look, especially so dramatically before they have one of the biggest days of their life. What do you think? Is he overreacting?
Well, listen, everybody else can tell you, but like she said, too, it's how she feels internally, right? So does he have the right to say, don't do it, when she's thinking, this is the memory I'll have forever?
Honda of Westport, Couples Court, Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on hers. He says it like a really nice guy, and he says he loves her the way she is and who she is and what she looks like, I'm sure. But I just feel that she really feels this way. I understand the reservations, even she said, but if she's got a good, respectable plastic surgeon and she's seen results that he does, she should see before and after. And she should do what's going to make her feel better.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the fiance side. She is not making a good decision having a cosmetic surgery right before her wedding. I had foot surgery in July, and I still can't get a regular shoe on my left foot. And I was told it was a month recuperation. She has no idea how her body's going to react. Can actually ruin her wedding pictures by having a swollen face.
Uh-huh. 1-800-330-9999. More of your calls and verdict coming up next on Star. Sabrina and Chris are getting married, and Sabrina has always hated her nose, and she figured if she's ever going to go through with it and get the surgery to have a nose job, it's going to be now before her big day, so when she looks back on the pictures, she'll know that she felt beautiful.
Well, listen, she's done the research, she's saved the cash, she's ready for this, and again, like you said, she's been happy with it forever, so she's planned for this day. When you envision your wedding day, you want it to be idyllic, right? And when she looks back, she doesn't want to have that regret.
Problem is, her fiance Chris is so against it. He says she's beautiful the way she is. He really does say all the right things.
He does.
Sounds so nice.
But yeah, she's turned off her ears today.
She's like, what if you don't like it? What if you don't like the way you look? I love the way you look. Don't go through with this. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court at Star 99.9. Anna and Raven.
I'm on her side. I had no surgery. You know what? I understand exactly how she feels, and it was the best thing I ever did. The only advice I would give to her is to make sure she researches her surgeon and gets the best surgeon that she can get. But it was a breeze. I had no problems at all, and I would do it again in a heartbeat.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I personally have had several plastic surgeries. I never touch my face. I'm kind of apprehensive about that. But on the other hand, there's nothing about my face that bothers me. It's very cute when he says he loves her the way she is and everything. But he doesn't know how she truly feels about her nose. You know, if she's willing to risk doing the surgery right before the wedding, maybe he should look deeper into how she feels about it, because that's a big risk. It's one of the most important days of her life.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Sabrina, our audience agreed with you. It's your nose. If that's what's going to make you happy is changing it and altering it, then, Chris, this is going to be one of those times when you have to just stand by her side and support her.
Well, that's good. That's nice to hear. People see it from my perspective. Sorry, Chris.
Sabrina could, honestly, she could gain 80 pounds. She could lose an arm. I honestly will just love her no matter what. So whatever her nose looks like, whether it's surgically altered or not, you know, I will accept it. And I do love her completely and entirely. So I accept that.
Well, that's very really sweet. Wants. I hope you never lose an arm, Sabrina. I hope like that's
the... I know, me too. Me too.
Watch out for
sharks. That's why I'm married this guy.
Well, guys, if anybody else has an issue and would like to come on the show, you can always email us, too. It's couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh, my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Ed, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Ed.
All right.
Not really. He's not sincere ever.
No, never. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. I'm going to invite Raven back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, Lady Gaga had an overzealous fan on stage. He picked her up and fell off the stage with her. Where is her current concert residency?
Las Vegas.
Number two, the creators of this popular Halloween candy were named Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray. What candy-coated treat did they create?
M&M's.
Number three, the first ever all-female spacewalk happened last week. What does NASA stand for?
National Aeronautics Space Association? I should know that. I shouldn't have had to think about it.
Number four, Jennifer Lawrence got married over the weekend to a New York City art director. They got married in Newport. What 2012 movie did she star in with Bradley Cooper as a dance-obsessed widow?
No idea.
And number five, Meghan Markle admits that she's having a hard time with royal life. Who is her husband?
Oh, Prince William.
Okay, let's bring Raven back in. Raven?
Yo.
In the most shocking thing, Ed only got 2 out of 5.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Monday.
Yeah.
Here we go. What do we got?
Couldn't have had more Star Wars questions on there for me.
All right, number one, Lady Gaga had an overzealous fan on stage. He picked her up, and then he fell off the stage holding her.
Yeah, you always got to be make sure that you're in really, really, really good shape if you're going to publicly pick up a star.
True. Where is her current concert residency?
Las Vegas, of course.
That is right. Park MGM Theater in Las Vegas.
I'll see you soon, lady.
Number two.
March.
You going in March?
Yeah.
When? I want to come.
Oh, first week of March, I think.
Number two. The creators of this popular Halloween candy were named Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray. What candy-coated treat did they create?
Mars and Murray, M&M's.
That is also correct. You guys are tied at two. Number three. The first ever all-female spacewalk happened last week. What does NASA stand for?
National... Aeronautical, National Aerospace, National Aeronautical, wow, this is Space Agency. National Aeronautical Space Agency.
No, you just made all that up. It's the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Oh, that was kind of close.
Not close enough.
I mean, I made up a word, but it was
Yeah, you made up
close.
Like multiple things.
I have NASA shirts. This is offensive.
Number four. It's so funny. Everybody wears those NASA shirts. Nobody knows what it stands for.
Hey, listen, space dudes.
Uh-huh. Number four, Jennifer Lawrence
and ladies.
Got married over the weekend to a New York City art director. They got married in Newport. What 2012 movie did she star in with Bradley Cooper as a dance-obsessed widow?
Oh, that's such a great movie. I love that movie.
It is a good movie.
Oh, this is going to make me upset if I don't get this. I love that movie. Six.
I need a final answer,
please. I don't have it.
It's Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
All right, and you need this last one to beat Ed. Meghan Markle admits that she's having a hard time with royal life. Who is her husband?
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry is correct. You said William, Ed.
I love the wrong prince.
William is with Kate Middleton. Come on.
Right.
I'm easily confused when it comes to royalty.
Right. There are a lot.
Ed, I'm sorry. Raven beat you 3-2 this morning. In a pathetic showing, really, from both of you.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
It's Ed from Wallingford, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, just head back to Wallingford in shame.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
When you were a little kid, Raven, did you have like a dream, something you really wanted to do, you always thought was going to be so far-fetched?
I wanted to be an astronaut, of course. Still working on it.
You are still working on it.
I'm going to dig ditches on Mars. You know, they're going to need trash guys on Mars, and I'll be there for them.
Yeah, well, 4-year-old Luke's dream was to get a ride to school in a police car, and that actually happened this past Friday thanks to the Stanford Police Department. A few of the officers and their canine dog badge rode with him, dropped him off at school, and his parents put all over Facebook, his family members, that they've never seen him so happy. It was like a dream come true.
I mean, that sounds fun. Does he ride in the front or the back, though?
Because he's got to ride in the back.
But Badge is a big dog, I'm sure. Well, so now you're riding with, it's you and Badge back there.
That's fine, I think. It made me giggle because over the weekend, I hosted the Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk yesterday, and Westport has a fire truck that's pink for breast cancer. The whole fire truck is pink. And all I kept thinking is, I kind of want to roll in that.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I want to
drop
ride
me
on
off
that.
Somewhere cool on that thing.
Can you bring Westport Fire Department, if you're listening to me, can you bring me to work in that fire truck? Because everybody would be so jealous. It's so cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I've got some butterflies today. Mikhail, the dog whisperer, is coming over to the house tonight at 7 o'clock.
Oh, you're
We've been having some issues.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a super nice gentleman who is going to, I'm sure, just come in and wave a magic wand and everything will be fixed. Is coming over tonight, barking at visitors, passersby, people who move too quickly, that type of thing. Got to deal with that with the dogs. Now they're fighting all of a sudden, and there's a little bit of marking happening here, Anna. So I'm upset.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm nervous.
I know you've been talking about this a lot, but I don't want to be the downer on the tell me something good.
Here we go.
But you remember what I went through with my dog Lila when we first got her. I'm telling you, a lot of these quote-unquote experts come in and they don't help. It's like, I don't know. I don't want to be that rain.
I'm going to tell Mikkel that you said that.
I'm just saying.
All right.
I had a lot of experts come in, and all it did was it took time and patience, and that's really all I could do to make everything better. And, you know.
I'm really hoping that Mikkel just teaches us how to levitate, and then everything is totally figured out. So wish me well.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. We always want to hear your good news. What great thing happened to you this past week?
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.